Oasis Audio presents The Schoolhouse Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Benny's Plan. The whole Alden family sat on the front porch reading. It was one of those hot vacation days in June. Supper was over and the sun had not yet set. "Plenty of light to read by," said Benny as he took his favorite book to his favorite seat in the corner. Jesse and Violet, his sisters, were already sitting in the porch swing. Henry, the oldest of the Aldens, was just home from college. He sat in one easy chair, and Grandfather sat in another. Suddenly Grandfather looked up. Benny was not reading anymore. He was looking straight ahead. But he was not looking at anything.
"What's the matter, Ben?" asked Mr. Alden.
"I'm thinking," said Benny.
He did not move.
"What are you thinking about, old man?" asked Henry. "It seems to be important."
"No, it isn't important,"
Benny said. But he did not go back to his book.
"You might as well tell us,"
said his older sister, Jessie.
"It must be interesting."
Violet added,
"Please, Benny?"
"Well,"
said Benny,
"it's something Max said."
"Oh, your friend Max," said Henry. "What did Max say?"
"Well, it wasn't much," said Benny, "but it got me thinking. He said that we Aldens always seem to have an exciting time on vacation, no matter where we go. Always some adventure."
"Max was right,"
said Violet.
"Yes,"
said Benny, looking at Violet.
"I told Max he was dead right. But then he said he'd like to..."